Think about this. We've all felt the squeeze of having too much on our plate, too little time, too little energy, too little capacity to get to it all. We feel pulled to accomplish, achieve, and deliver based on other people's requests and demands. Our calendars, they turn to time confetti as we attempt to juggle multiple things at a time. And at the end of the day, we collapse into bed exhausted, secretly wishing we could have squeezed in a workout or another personally meaningful activity. You're listening to episode 314 of the Building Psychological Strength podcast, where we uncover the information, tools, and techniques to turn our mind into our most valuable asset.
The courage to face fears with persistence.
Being able to be present enough in this moment to choose my response thoughtfully.
We have the strength to bend to life stressors, to bend to adversity without snapping, without breaking.
There are only six things that contribute to our quality of life, and they are all experiences.
In every moment, we are deciding who we want to be and how we want to live our lives.
Noticing what your brain is doing and then being able to make choices.
Mobilize the things that we know lift us up.
Fear is not logical. It's primal.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Building Psychological Strength podcast. My name is April, and I'm your host, and I am thrilled that you're here. Before we dive into this week's podcast, I have to say something. I'm feeling very compelled to say this week. There are very few things that make me happier than to hear from all of you, to hear from listeners of this podcast. I don't think that I can describe how much it means to me to hear from you guys which topics resonate most with you, how you're applying what you're learning, and the impact that it's having in your life. Because truly, that's the whole goal here, to create a more fulfilling life experience, because we only get one. I want to highlight, on that note, two listeners that I recently heard from. One listener actually approached me in person at a public community event recently, and it was so amazing because she talked about the insights that she's taken away from the episodes that she's listened to, and just from the way she described it, I could tell that she is really applying the techniques that we talk about on the show. And she and I just had this great conversation about how both of us feel more resilient because we practice these activities. I didn't think about it at the time. I didn't think to ask her permission to share her name. But if you are listening and you approached me in Wayzata, Minnesota recently, you know who you are. And thank you so much. It meant more than I can even describe. Second, I want to share a recent review that we received on the Apple Podcast app from a listener named Kimberly. The review reads, "There's life coaching and then there's life design. What I love about this podcast is the diversity of perspectives to inspire not only living with purpose, but living on purpose. There is nothing more important than that, to live on purpose. Kimberly, thank you for your review. I love it. And I love the topic that you're highlighting. And I shared that review because it aligns beautifully to what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. So specifically, get ready for it. I want to talk about the incredibly difficult process of prioritizing what's important to you and living in alignment with that set of priorities. And be warned, I'm just going to tell you right now, this episode is going to get passionate. I'm going to challenge you to think about things differently, to question everything, and I'm going to ask two things. Number one, I'm going to ask you to stay with me. Just for a moment, put aside that voice that's saying, "Oh, I've already tried, I can't do this," or "It's too hard," or whatever the case may be. Because number two, I want you to play along. I'm hopefully going to offer you some things that can help in this episode. So as we dive in, think about this. We've all felt the squeeze of having too much on our plate, too little time, too little energy, too little capacity to get to it all. We feel pulled to accomplish, achieve, and deliver based on other people's requests and demands. Our calendars, they turn to time confetti as we attempt to juggle multiple things at a time. And at the end of the day, we collapse into bed exhausted, secretly wishing we could have squeezed in a workout or another personally meaningful activity. Be honest. Does that sound like you? Because I'll just be really honest back. It sounds like me on some of my most difficult days. And here's the tough truth that I need to hear as well. We know the answer to this. We know we're supposed to prioritize, yet we don't do it, or at least we don't feel like we can do it. Each of us is only one human being. We should expect ourselves to do one human being's worth of stuff in a day. We deserve basic things like food, as in taking time to sit down and eat, water, rest, as in taking regular breaks throughout the day, and sleep, as in getting enough of it. And as I describe that, how many of you just listened to that and felt like it sounded luxurious? Like it's a luxury to eat and rest and sleep each day. When we don't, we deny our own humanity just to be at service to way too many things. And ultimately, we sacrifice our own worth and our own sovereignty in doing so. I told you this is going to get passionate. I hope you can feel it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to try not to bang on the table because it's disruptive when you're recording audio. But I hope you can feel the passion. So my goal with the remainder of this podcast is to convince you that you must do it and to give you some techniques to help move you in the right direction, to truly prioritize the things that are most important to you. And just a note on this, this is not an all or nothing thing. For you overachievers out there, I'm talking to myself too. For all of us that want to do things perfectly or right away or big, that's not how life design works. We're talking life design today. And life design means get it all on paper, pick one thing. Do small things. Increment, experiment your way into better alignment. That's the mindset I want you to go in this with. So I'm going to give you, a few main drivers of our lack of prioritization, reasons why we have a difficult time prioritizing. We're going to talk about each of them. And with each, I'm going to give you another way of thinking about them, or a reframe, if you will. Jot all of this down, play along. There's going to be a few times where I ask you to pause and just jot some things down. If you have the ability, do it. But don't do it thinking that you have to do everything that you come up with in this episode. Instead, do it saying, here's what I'm going to do. I love myself so much that I'm going to give myself so many opportunities to choose from, and I'm going to pick a couple. Because prioritizing and simplifying your life should not add to the complexity. That's not the goal here. All right, so play along. Let's dig in. We're going to talk about three things that keep us from prioritizing, and then I'm going to offer you a reframe for each one. So first, you might know where I'm going with this one. So many of us are brought up to be relentless people pleasers. We believe that we have to do it all in order to make others happy or comfortable or manage their emotions. And the line of thinking that we go down is that if we don't take care of it all, it's going to reflect badly on us, that those other people will have to shoulder that responsibility. We're going to let other people down. They'll be disappointed, angry, upset. But I want to challenge you to think about it a little bit differently. Let's just, for fun, let's assume you're correct. Let's say they are actually going to be upset when you don't do it all, especially when you don't do something that isn't actually a real priority of yours. It's a priority of theirs. Or technically, it's something that they should be doing. It's not your responsibility, but you're doing it for them. So what happens when you don't do something that isn't a real priority of yours? The reframe here boils down to a simple question. Why? Why will they be upset? Why would that other person be upset if you came to them and you said, I'm not going to be able to do that for you. I just have too much on my plate and I need to be realistic about prioritizing. Why would they be upset at that? And if they actually did get upset, if you were right, what does that tell you about that person? And if they actually do get upset, are they actually someone you want to be supporting in the first place? This is a set of tough questions. Ask yourself those hard questions. Play along. Is that person worth pleasing? Said another way, who in your life might not be worth pleasing? Or to the degree that you do today, where you're running yourself into a state of burnout in order to do it? And what tasks might you consider removing? Be honest. Allow yourself to do some thought experimenting here. And this is another life design thing, right? Like, so many people are afraid to even go there mentally with the answer to these questions. Go there. You're not committing to anything right now. This is a how might we, how might I, who might be worth removing from that list? What activities might be worth removing from that list? Remember, we're not going to do everything we write down. We're ideating right now. So give yourself a whole bunch of squishy leeway. I want you to pause this episode and I want you to just jot a few things down. Who might be worth dialing down the degree to which you try to please them? And what tasks might be worth experimenting with taking off? Hit pause. Write those down. Okay, hopefully you've done that. Second driver of our lack of prioritization is, get ready for it. This one really stings. It's our desire to feel important and needed. It feels good to be needed. It's natural. It feels good to be so good at something that you can accomplish it faster or better than other people. It makes us feel good about ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean that you are egotistical. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're any of the bad things that your mind is probably telling you right now in order to not admit to this one. It's just a natural thing. It feels good to be good at things, and it feels good to have other people need us. And we have a tendency to chase that good feeling to our own detriment. It's like any bad behavior that we engage in that has a really nice feeling short-term consequence, but a pretty bad long-term outlook. The more we indulge in our need to feel needed, the more we stack on our plate. And long-term, the more burned out, overscheduled, and run down we end up feeling. So here's a reframe for the second one. What if, let's just go with this, right? It feels good to be good at things, and that's okay. What if the role that you're good at is not an individual contributor who gets things done, the doer? Instead, what if you consider stepping into the role of a leader or a visionary? What if you became good at finding the things you can delegate and then coaching others to rise to that occasion? What if you take advantage of that very natural need to feel needed and good at something, but get good at leading and prioritizing? In this way, we're relying on our mind's natural tendency, but we're getting both a short-term benefit, we get to feel good about being good at something, and a long-term benefit. Long-term, we are slowly removing tasks from our own plate. We are slowly guiding others to become more self-sufficient. We're slowly steering our ship into the right direction. Pause again. I want you to jot down what comes to mind here. Where might you be able to do this? Again, this is a might. Like, just jot it down. Anything that comes to mind, jot it down. Give yourself some good options here. And finally, the third driver I want to point out is perhaps both the most obvious and the most hidden one. I know this sounds crazy, but it is. It's so obvious, but we don't recognize it when it's happening. And that is, prioritizing is hard. It's hard for the reasons we've already talked about, and it's hard for about a million other reasons too. It's tough. And many times we get in the habit of saying yes And prioritizing involves doing things differently. Simple as that. Cultivating a new habit. We don't like doing that. It's also hard to feel like we're letting people down or not helping as much as we could. It's also hard because FOMO, fear of missing out, is a byproduct of prioritization. And that's hard to sit with. So many times the prioritization conversation, it immediately turns to, oh, but I couldn't, I can't. But what we really mean when we say that is, I don't want to because it's hard. Right? This Gail Golden did this incredible podcast with us. It was a very life design focused podcast. She wrote this beautiful book. I'll link to both of these things, her podcast and her book, in this episode description. Her book is called Curating Your Life. Something that she did better in that book than I've seen anybody else do, and she's talking about this topic, this prioritization topic, curation topic. Something she did better than anybody else is by admitting out loud, no, this is going to be hard. So you're going to be faced with the decision of, here are two big things, you can only do one. And you're going to feel like, no, but it's so difficult to choose that I have to do both. No, make the difficult choice. And she does it so beautifully in that book. So I'll make sure that I link to that below so that you can go dig into that episode with her. It was incredible. And also read her book. Her book is just life-changing. So the reframe here around just, ugh, this is just hard, is very simple. You're worth it. Your life is worth it. You and your life experience are worth doing hard things for. If you imagine yourself as an 80-year-old person looking back on your life, would you truly feel like you did the right thing by exhausting yourself for other people? Be honest. This is a thought experiment here, right? Just be honest. Would you feel good about running yourself into the ground, never stopping to enjoy what life truly has to offer? It's funny because when I get out of alignment, this is the first exercise that I do. I think about myself as an 80-year-old woman. And you know what's funny? Gail, if you are listening, this is just a huge testament to how impactful your book was and our conversation was. When I think about myself as an 80-year-old woman, my name is Gail. Not because Gail is 80, and I know my name is April, but because it puts me in the right frame of mind to think about the principles that she talked about. And the way her presence in that episode was just so lovely and so grounded and so certain. And that's how I like to think about myself as an 80-year-old woman. The direction that I feel like I want to be going in is toward that presence, toward that certainty, toward that groundedness. So I think about myself as an 80-year-old woman named Gail. I don't know how it happened that my name is not April anymore and it's Gail now when I'm 80, but truly, that's how I think about, would I look back and think that this was worth it? One other thing to think about. I've talked about it a lot on this podcast, but a woman named Bronnie Ware wrote an incredible viral blog post called Regrets of the Dying. I'll link to that below as well. So lots of supplemental stuff if you want to dig into this topic this week. If you read through them, you'll notice that so many of them point at the core of it. It's the regret of not living authentically. And authenticity and honesty is what's required to set, like create a set of priorities and then stick to them. So as we close out this episode, let me ask you this. What is truly important to you? Be honest. Don't worry about anything and anyone else just for this moment. What's important to you? What do you need more of and less of in your life? Where might you, there's that word again, it's magic. Where might you begin to make small changes to start fulfilling those needs? I mean, think about it. You're a human being, not a human doing. You have needs and they deserve to be met. Thank you for being with me this week. Before I go, I have one request. If you haven't yet rated or reviewed the podcast, I'd truly appreciate it if you would. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing, you know, what topics you want me to cover, what questions do you have, how can I be of greater service to you? I recently went through a lot of what I'm talking about in this episode. And when I came up with my list of very key non-negotiable priorities, this podcast is on it. I love this community, and I'm here to be of service at the expense of saying no to other things in order to make this happen. You guys make my list of priorities. If I'm being completely open and honest, this podcast is something that I can't see ever living without. And I'm so thrilled that you're here in this community. So let me know how I can best be of service for you. Leave me a rating and a review. Email me on the peakmindpsychology.com website. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.